Kim Kardashian has tens of millions of followers on Twitter and Instagram, and is in Time's top 25 most influential people. But she is not a musician, a Nobel Prize-winning scientist, or even a politician. When asked what her talent was by a journalist, Kardashian said, "A bear can juggle and stand on a ball, and he's talented. But he's not famous." Keeping Up. Kim Kardashian stars in a TV reality show called Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It was launched in 2007, inspired by the success of The Osbournes, a reality show based on the family life of English rock star Ozzy Osbourne. The Kardashian show focuses on the women of the Kardashian-Jenner family, the sisters Kim, Kourtney, and Khloe Kardashian, and their half-sisters Kendall and Kylie Jenner. Cameras follow them on their privileged lifestyle. They travel the world. They have parties with celebrity guests. They talk about relationships, business, fashion, and their feelings. Critics call the show silly and frivolous, but more than 2 million people watch each episode. Family values. So why is the show so successful? Kim says it is because of family values. "We are relatable," says Kardashian. But the family, which is of Armenian heritage, is not exactly ordinary. Their father, Robert Kardashian, was the attorney of O.J. Simpson, an American football star accused of murdering his wife. The Kardashians' mother, Kris Houghton, divorced Robert in 1991. She later married Bruce Jenner, a retired Olympic decathlon champion. In 2015, Bruce completed a gender transition and is now known as Caitlyn. The couple are now divorced. Real, fake. Some critics accuse Keeping Up with the Kardashians of inventing storylines to create drama. The initial success of the show has been linked to a sex tape that Kim recorded with her then-boyfriend, the singer RJ, which was leaked online. In 2011, Kim married basketball star Kris Humphries. The marriage received a lot of coverage on the show and lasted just 72 days. Many say that it was a publicity stunt. Sometimes, facts are stranger than fiction, though. In 2016, Kim was robbed at gunpoint in a hotel room in Paris. Thieves stole $9 million worth of jewelry and escaped on bicycles. The police took it very seriously.